of time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And we know the Ewing Kauffman, a legacy of leadership and just doing so much for the community. That's why I am so excited to talk to Andrea Ellis about the Uncommon Leader Impact Awards being brought to you with the Ewing Kauffman Foundation. How are you doing today, Andrea?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. Now talk to us about this Uncommon Leader Impact Award, which recognizes, I love this part, non-C-suite employees, okay, at 501(c)(3) charities, because they do meaningful work. But sometimes, you know, in our society, we feel like if we're not in a C-suite, our work isn't meaningful, but we need to celebrate those voices behind the scenes that may not be in the C-suite, but they're doing a whole lot of work.
Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. And we've already gotten some feedback from the community where they're like, wait, is this for me or is this for my boss? And we're like, no, this is for you. This is for that person that's on the ground in the community doing the work, mission driven, but often is not recognized. So it is for non-C-suite employees who work at 501(c)(3) public charities. And that part is important.
Okay.
Because $50,000 will be given to the individual, but $100,000 will be given to that organization. So it has to be a 501(c)(3).
Ooh, y'all better get it together, honey. This opportunity doesn't come often. Now, the deadline to nominate someone is August 1st. Andrea, what do they need to do to nominate someone?
All right, so we tried to make that process as easy as possible. You just go to Kauffman.org, you click on nominate, you put in their name and their email, and just a brief, like, why you are nominating them. That's the low lift. The heavy lift will then be on that individual, because we will send them an email, say, hey, somebody thinks you're wonderful and they nominated you. Now we need you to kind of give us more detail about your experiences, right? And to also provide some references. So one of the things I'm really asking people is don't wait till August 1st to nominate. Because that person you nominate has some work to do on the back end.
So if you really love that person who's putting in the work at a public charity, they're a non-C-suite employee, you need to get on there today and nominate them. Don't wait until that other people time zone. You know what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About, Andrea?
Yeah, I do.
We tend to do that, sis.
And also, I just want to remind people, $50,000, you can do so much with that.
Yes.
Payment on a house.
Come on.
Debt, medical debt, Woo! All of those things. So please, please take the opportunity to nominate someone.
Girl, you're about to make me run around and do a church run around this whole building for somebody, okay? And then $100,000 for the organization, which goes a long way. You know, so many people who receive federal government funding, their charities have been impacted currently for other reasons. Absolutely. So we want to make sure that they are celebrated so they can nominate. Do not wait until August 1st, the deadline. From what I understand, go to Kauffman.org. Kauffman.org, am I correct?
Exactly. Kauffman.org is right on the home page. We have the information about the Uncommon Leader Award, and you can nominate. And just a reminder, these funds are unrestricted, both for the organization and the individual. So you can use it however you see fit.
You know what? You better come through. You better come through, Andrea, and the Kauffman Foundation, okay?
Yes.
I love it. I got somebody I'm going to nominate as soon as I get off the line with you.
That's
but
right.
I thank you so much for what you all do for the community. And thank you for recognizing those who may not be in the high position that are doing the work that make such a difference and even cause the visibility of the high positions to be noticed. I thank you so much.
That's right. Thank you. I really appreciate the time.
Okay. And can't wait to find out who the winner is. You're going to have to follow back up with me, sis.
For sure.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.